Okay, I show it as 11:30. We can go ahead and get started. Some announcements prior to the start of the meeting. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please place your phones or audio connection on mute till such time as you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. And attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link, and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Meeting logistics. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@innovationsandiego.org. The public may also provide comments during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. Opening items. I'll call this meeting of San Diego Workforce Innovation High School, regular board meeting, operated by Weston Educational Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Tuesday, October 8, 2024, at 11:30 a.m. to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Claudette Beck?
Here.
Frank Lucasa? Dr. David Rathgaber?
Here.
Susan Alderson?
Here.
We have four members. We do have a quorum for today's meeting. Vanessa, will you please do the Learning Center's roll call?
Hi, yes. This is Vanessa Mendoza from the Charter Affairs team for the Learning Center's roll call. All Learning Centers, can you please unmute your line for the roll call? Do we have a site representative on for Chula Vista?
Here.
Lake Elsinore?
Here.
Lakeside?
Here.
Lemon Grove?
Here.
National City?
Here.
Moreno Valley?
Here.
Marietta?
Here.
Daniel Avenue, San Diego?
Here.
Escondido?
Here.
And for Vista.
Here.
Great. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. Thank you, Learning Centers. When you have a moment, can you please place your line back on mute?
Thank you, Vanessa. We'll move on to item C, Pledge of Allegiance, and I will ask Dr. Rathgaber to please lead us in the pledge.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll move on to item D, staff introductions.
Thank you very much, President Adams, members of the board, Learning Centers joining on audio. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer, and I would like to extend a welcome or a message from Shelley Haynes, our State Superintendent. She will not be attending today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Thank you.
And I'm Bill Thompson, Counsel to the School, and also we have Adam Miller here with us. We appreciate his efforts, especially. You heard all the list of facilities we have, and he helps a lot in that area.
Thank you. Presenters, please introduce yourself. Hearing none, we'll move on to item E. At this time, may I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the October 8, 2024 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
So moved, Susie Alderson.
David Rathgaber, I'll second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Susan Alderson, seconded by Dr. David Rathgaber. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa is absent. Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
And Susan Alderson?
Aye.
Passes with four yes votes. Item F, may I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the August 27th, 2024 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
I move to approve the minutes of August 7, 2024.
Thank you.
David Rathgaber, second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Susan Allison, seconded by Dr. David Rathgaber. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa? Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
Susan Alderson?
Aye.
Passes with 4 yes votes. Item 2, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Was any written comments submitted to the board prior to the start of the meeting?
Good morning. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Shelley. Item 3, school reports and information. Item A, area superintendent data and WIOA update. Lindsay Reese.
Thank you very much. I will actually save reviewing the learning period 3 data in my first important at our next board meeting, but for now, I'll just give you a quick update. We're through the first quarter of this school year. We have implemented some new practices and expectations with regards to student performance, and so far, students and staff have adapted well. We're already seeing credit completion rates improve. While a few sites struggled in the first couple learning periods, for the school year overall, we seem to be gaining momentum and seeing improvement across all of our learning centers. For LP3, we received 1,215 more credits than the same learning period last school year. So it shows that these efforts are making a significant difference with student progress. In addition, student credit completion went from 2.98 per LP per student to 3.16 per student. Quarter one TAC and ELAC meetings are underway. We've had great parent participation. In fact, City Heights, our newest learning center in our San Diego workforce, the site we're at today, tried a new format for their PAC meeting. They hosted booths for families to come in and chat and learn about different offerings at the school site. It was much more engaging and interactive. Normally, PAC meetings kind of feel like parents come in and sit and listen, whereas with the booths, they were able to come in and talk to different teacher groups about different offerings at the school, like SDI or athletics or whatever other options there were. In addition, many of our sites are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month this month. So you'll notice around the site, there's flags and posters and maps and artwork, including short biographies from Hispanic figures, both past and present. And the schools are celebrating with activities and food and fun. At City Heights, they made a salsa. They made salsa, luchador masks, and headbands. For our WIOA update, on Thursday, October 10th, our region will meet for its first College and Career Expo, which will be hosted at the California Center for the Arts in Escondido, which is a central meeting place for all of our sites. We're excited to have over 200 students participate from across the region. Students will spend the morning at the expo visiting booths, representing various educational and career opportunities. And afterwards, they'll have lunch featuring an inspirational keynote speaker. Then students will be able to attend breakout sessions, choosing from 9 different presentations to learn about various professional careers that interest them. Our speakers will share insights into their professions and the paths they took to get there. Finally, we also have a college tour planned for a few of our sites, Lakeside, Lemon Grove, and this site. And they will be traveling throughout the state of California, visiting various colleges Monday through Thursday. They have a jam-packed schedule. They start at 7 o'clock in the morning and don't get done until about 9 o'clock at night every day. But it's intentional. It keeps the kids really busy, and they're too tired for any shenanigans. So lots of exciting stuff in the fall for our kiddos. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
I think the booth format is a great idea, that to really have parents have to actually talk and address and not just sit.
Yes.
Good on you. I think that's a really great change up.
The cool thing about having multiple learning centers in one charter is when a team comes up with a cool idea like that and it's successful, we can share it with the other teams and really adopt those practices. So we'll see if we can expand it to some other sites for the next.
Thank you.
That's good.
Moving on to item B, Title I program evaluation for the 2023-2024 school year. Lindsay?
Yes, it's just a short two-page document in your packet. I'll just do my best to summarize it. The first goal is LCAP Goal 1, Action 7, and it has to do with intervention programs and personnel to support students, action and activities that were underway using Title I funds. It included supporting intervention programs like hiring paraprofessionals to help students close learning gaps, particularly in literacy. Progress highlights include over 3,200 students completed initial reading assessments and 1,815 completed a second assessment. Lexile growth between the assessments averaged 18% growth. So on average, students went from grade 7 to grade 8 in terms of reading or literacy improvement. Challenges of the 1,429 students identified with low Lexile scores, only 213 completed a literacy intervention course, which highlights the need for our teams to push for better participation from students. And it includes also just continuing to educate our teachers and our staff about program offerings. So often when I brought up about literacy intervention, for instance, I'll hear sometimes from the field, well, my student can't do that. They don't need elective credit. Well, we also have to remind our teams that we have intervention courses that get core credits. And so we might need to retrain teachers on that curriculum to make sure that they remember that it's available. I think sometimes they get stuck with what we would consider like kind of our mainstream curriculum, our core curriculum, but we also have intervention courses that can get core credits, but also have the practices in there that help with literacy intervention.
And I've seen the new commercials about your schools here. I saw them this morning, and it did show the broad scope. Big basketball was shot. Pretty exciting. Anyone seen it?
The other goal for our Title I program evaluation has to do with parent and family engagement. So Title I funds were used to support events to enhance parent involvement, including transportation and meeting materials for PAC and ELAC meetings. Highlights include 1,182 parents participated in meetings in the 23-24 school year. 84% of surveyed parents felt encouraged to engage with the school. Challenges. Despite our efforts, some parents reported difficulty understanding the data presented during our parent meetings, and survey participation was slightly lower than expected. So our recommendations include providing more flexible meeting times and clear explanations of data to improve parent understanding and participation. And that concludes my report on Title I program evaluation for the 23-24 school year. I can't talk today.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
What we have discovered in a lot of places is people don't even know what questions to ask.
Yeah.
And so if there's a way to just build in explanation instead of waiting for parents to ask the questions, because we all just assume they know what it is we're telling them, but very often they feel bad, right, asking a question that they feel like everyone else understands. And so I'm just wondering if you could proactively kind of say, here's what this means, or here's what this means to you, or...
Well, one interesting idea that was actually done in our Northern County site, so this thing I'm going to note, is they implemented a Padlet, which if you guys are familiar or not, it kind of functions as what you would do in person with sticky notes, and you would kind of categorize sticky note comments into different boards for different ideas. It's a virtual way of doing sticky note participation that parents can participate in virtually. And so what you could do, what they did is they set up some kind of broad ideas or areas for parents to consider, and then parents could thumbs up those ideas. So instead of having to come up with them organically or originally on their own, they could kind of upvote the ideas or strategies that they felt like would lead to better improvements for their site.
Okay.
And so sometimes, offering that up first for parents is less intimidating. Also offering it in a virtual format where you're not having to speak in front of a whole room and ask a question, which can be a little intimidating, might lead to better participation. So we're going to explore how to use that Padlet format for parent feedback across all of the sites.
Are you, just stay right there, are you familiar with the Napoleon Corporal concept?
No.
Okay, so Napoleon would always have a corporal with him, a young enlisted guy who doesn't know anything about strategy.
and he would read his plans to that corporal. And if the corporal understood, he figured his generals could. So the way that we use that and the way that it seems to work, you could get a parent and give this information to that parent one-on-one and have them ask you questions in a non-threatening environment. Update your brief so that you're already answering the questions that the parents are going to come out with.
I love that. I'm taking notes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 4, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you, President Adams. I really don't know how to do this. I'm going to turn it back to you. Thank you very much.
Ms. Vincent?
Nothing more to add from me, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Thompson? Ms. Reese?
Nothing to add. Thank you.
Okay. We'll now move on to item 5, closed session. We'll be adjourning the open public board meeting to go into closed session. At this time, I would like to request a motion to adjourn the open public board meeting to go into closed session for conference with legal counsel, existing litigation under Government Code 54956.9D1, name of case, Grossmont Union High School District versus Julian Union High School District, San Diego County case number 37-2015-00033720-CU-WM-CTL. May I get a motion?
So I move that we adjourn our open public board meeting to go in closed session.
Thank you.
Motion.
David Rathgaber, second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Susan Allison, second by Dr. David Rathgaber. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa, Dr. David Rathgaber,
aye.
And Susan Alders.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. We are now going into closed session. Yes, we're now back into open session. On a motion by Susan Alderson, seconded by Dr. David Rathgaber, and on a 4-0 vote with one absent, the closed session was, and we reconvened to the open public board meeting. No action was taken on the closed session item. Closing items. Our next regular board meeting date is December 3rd, 2024 at 12 noon. May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved to adjourn the meeting. Susan Alderson.
David Rathgaber, second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Susan Alderson, second by Dr. David Rathgaber. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lucasa. Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
And Susan Alderson.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good meeting.